Well, hello everybody.
Hello
from everybody in the studio. Oh wow, thank you very much, Charlie. This is Mia and
Alexia
and Megan
and
Charlie.
And you are listening to Matter of Fact on 91.5 WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. Today is a very, very special show because it is somebody's birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
It's my birthday. It's Charlie's birthday.
I think I already know the theme. It's making me feel very narcissistic.
Well, we are going to have you reveal the theme at the end of the show.
Okay.
I really don't doubt that anybody will guess what the theme is exactly. I don't know if you'll
like
guess specifically
guess.
What the theme is. But
I think you will.
Yeah, you think you will?
Yeah.
You think you will?
Yeah, I have faith.
Well, either way, you're going to announce it at the end of the
hour. I think I already
know
because of this song already.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, Charlie will be announcing the theme of the show at
Charlie's
the end
eating
of the
some
night.
Wonderful pasta over there out of the thermos.
What's your birthday dinner, birthday boy?
Birthday dinner.
I'm so hungry. I just had class until like 8:30.
Mm-hmm. And what are you eating?
Garlic bread.
And?
Pasta.
And?
I don't know. I'm not supposed to be eating in the studio, so I'm going to have to take this.
You're not eating it right now.
It's okay if
you
are.
Hypothetical.
No, it's not.
You're not eating.
Okay,
you're not eating. What were you eating over there?
What were you
outside?
Eating outside of the studio?
What
in
kind
the
of
other,
pasta
in
was
the
it?
Other room.
Oh, nice.
Wow. With
did
a sauce?
It have
yeah.
Balls in it?
Of course.
Ooh.
Love those
balls.
Meaty balls.
I love meaty balls.
That's are they really firm?
No, they're actually quite squishy.
Well, okay, that's interesting.
That's less than desirable.
As always, we started off our show with No More Like That by... And we are currently listening to For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Coming up next, we got Heaven is a Pill by Thanks for Coming. Then Don't Worry About the Government by Auditory Awe. Then Cigarettes Out the Window by TV Girl. And then we will be at our next talk break. So let's finish listening to this song. What do you say, guys?
Sure.
And then we'll see you in a couple songs.
See ya.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
A pill that takes away the pain, and hell is being born and taking on a name. Heaven is a pill that takes away the pain, and hell is just a line that isn't worth the wait. Heaven is a pill that takes away the pain, and hell is no response when they said they're on their way. Heaven is a pill that takes away the pain. Building.
Hello, radio show. It's me, Joe Rosenberg, from Tufts University, junior class, studying in Seville. Happy birthday, Charlie Ewald, class of 2025. Great guy, great man, doing great things, I hope. Hope you had a great day today, big man. Yeah, you'll hear more from me later.
Well, we just heard a little birthday message from Joe Rosenberg from Sevilla, Spain.
We miss him dearly.
Guys, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Birthday surprise.
You're a surprise. Joe.
It's so hard to get him to do anything.
Believe me, I know. That was fun, though.
That's a huge gift from you guys.
Mm-hmm. It was on Mia.
Thanks, Mia.
You're very welcome, Tyler.
And he's right. We will be hearing more from him later.
I'm so excited for the Rosenberg report.
I am very excited as well. I wanted to ask you guys a quick question.
Sure.
So have you ever thought how, like, an egg is just, like a fried egg is just fried chicken, but with different ages?
Well, it's not chicken yet.
It's the same.
It's not.
It's a cell. It's a cell.
Is an egg a cell?
Yes.
Yes.
It's one cell.
But it's like, single-celled. But it's like,
damn,
right before it gets.
That's a big cell.
It's not fertilized
but it's like,
yet.
Still, but it's still
it's
like,
more than
it but it's
it
still like weird to think about. No.
I think it's weirder to me that it's like I don't know if I could talk about this on the radio.
Yeah. Because at one point there's a whole chicken in there.
Can I talk about menstruation?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, chicken eggs are just chicken periods.
Yeah.
Like,
dude,
when chickens get their period,
yeah.
They lay
an egg.
I'm
never eating an egg again.
Well, the thing
yeah,
about
but, like,
it
that's, it's
is...
It's just weird to, like,
chickens
to think
don't,
about.
Chickens aren't actually... Don't usually lay eggs every day. They have, like, periods of breeding periods. But, like, people who farm for eggs with egg chickens, they, like, basically make them... want to breed all the time so that they lay more eggs.
Wait, so do they have periods?
That's what it is.
That's what
they're
so they just have like
period
an ongoing
is.
Period if they're being like made to bred.
Yes.
That sucks.
It's like because a non-fertile egg
for
is a period, a fertile
justice
egg
for the chicken.
Is like
what in the world?
A fetus justice. Or whatever. So it's different.
But it's I don't know. I just it crossed my feed today. And I thought about it, and I thought it was weird.
Because animals that lay eggs,
weird.
They don't have uteruses. They incubate their eggs out of the womb,
mm-hmm.
aka in a nest, where like humans mm-hmm. and mammals incubate it inside of their bodies. So every month, people with eggs release them into their uteri.
Mm-hmm.
It's still releasing an egg. It's just a different way.
All right. Well, thank you for the
science
thank
lesson.
You for the science lesson. We'll keep talking about it over the break. But
yeah.
I wanted to announce the next couple songs. Next song is You Wrote Don't Forget on Your Arm by Flat Sound. Then coming up next, we got No Quarter by Led Zeppelin.
We're going to get sad.
I know, but then
holy
it
crap.
Gets better. So don't worry about it, Charlie.
It always gets better. Yeah.
It always will get better. So we'll see you guys at our next talk break right after No Quarter by Led Zeppelin.
That you were done. Well, how done? Because you wrote, don't forget, on your arm when you were drunk. I got mad at the fact that you had to remind yourself it all. I got mad when I shouldn't have. It's just that I got so scared that you had already forgotten.
or anyone who can justify why I've been gone, or anyone who lied to me. They could say that they understand the things I've done, but Neil said that I don't need him. I wanna believe that I really don't need him. I know that Neil said that I don't need him, but I don't believe him. I don't believe him. I don't believe him. But I can't wait till I see your face. And my brain thinks that it's looking at a stranger. I can't wait till I see your face. And my brain thinks that it's looking at a stranger. I can't wait till I see your face. And my brain thinks that it's looking at a stranger. I can't wait till I see your face. And my brain feels nothing. I feel nothing. Till I see your face, and my brain thinks that it's looking at a stranger. I can't wait till I see your face, and I feel nothing, nothing.
We actually have a caller currently on air with us. Hello?
Hey.
Michael. Hello, Michael.
Mitch. Michael.
How's it going?
Good, it's and good. You? What's up? What did you want to say anything in particular?
I guess I'm fucked. Sorry.
Michael said a bad word. Michael, we're going to end the call if you keep saying bad words.
I said I'm functioning.
Oh, okay.
Off of no energy right now.
Okay. Well, do you want to say any special message to
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
21. That's crazy.
Michael, come over
remember
soon.
Remember when you're 20.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
What have you been up to, Michael?
I've been in the studio trenches.
Sounds rough.
Finished the crit.
Yeah, we're gonna be pulling an all nighter on Thursday night, right?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. Why? That can be brutal.
For no reason at all, but it'll be fun. Last day of classes.
Are you gonna be invited?
Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited.
True.
I'll come.
Come with us.
Communal gumbo good or idea. Something.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
What do you mean?
Some
I go here.
Jambalaya.
I can bring some jambalaya. Hmm?
Sounds yummy.
Who else is on the call?
Just you, and Alexia and Megan and Charlie and I, and that's it.
Oh, hey, Meg.
Did you not recognize my voice?
It got lost in all the
sauce.
The voice.
All right. Well, Michael, we appreciate you very much for calling in. We're going to finish listening
my
to this
pleasure.
Tune, but we will see you soon, okay?
All right, my pleasure.
All right.
Chick-fil-A.
Peace out. Charlie, you want to say anything to Michael?
The Red Sox and the Yankees just made a trade.
No
I don't know if that's ever happened before.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's all I have on
as
the brain.
As if Michael
I'm
cares.
Just kind of shocked by that.
Peace out, Michael.
Bye, Michael.
We're going to finish listening to this song
birthday
as well.
Wishes.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Side with them, devil mops their every step. Snow drives by the foot that's slow. The dogs of doom are howling more. They carry news that must get through.
Hey Charlie, it's Mariana. I'm wishing you a happy birthday. And as much as I love being in Lisbon right now, I honestly can't wait to come spend some time with you guys on the porch. I hope you're having the most amazing day surrounded by all your loved ones, and I can't wait to see you in a few weeks. Cheers to the Big 21. Beijinhos.
And we're once again back with another birthday message from Mariana, who is in Lisbon right now, as you heard.
Thank you.
So much love for you, Charlie.
So
how do you
love
feel?
Charlie.
Like a god.
Oh, gosh. 21. feeling 21. Like a god.
I even feel older than Alexia now.
What?
I feel older than Alexia now, even though it's not true.
It's not true. You are. I'm the elder of the house, even though it doesn't
true,
feel like
so
it.
True, that's so weird. You know what? We were thinking.
Me is the baby.
I am the baby of the house.
Yeah. Little baby?
Which is little baby. Anyways, I thought it was weird that your birthday celebration this past weekend was the last birthday celebration that the house will see. Mm. Because nobody's birthdays
we could do
from the rest of the house are in you know, the rest of the year.
We could do one at the end of the semester we for could. All three of our birthdays.
True, because we're all in the summer. Yeah. Megan is May 27th.
Yeah.
Pearls is sometime in June or July.
And January. I am
not January. And then I'm in July.
July 20.
Mia, we're like almost a year apart in age.
Four.
I know. It's really weird.
It's very weird.
Oh, it's Joe's birthday in 5 days.
This is true.
Happy December birthday, 10. Joe.
Happy, very adelantado. How do you say it? Like, forwarded birthday? I don't know.
Early You're birthday?
Asking the early wrong. Birthday. Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
Happy forwarded birthday. Well, what do you guys want to talk about? How has the end of the semester been treating y'all?
It's been a little rough, honestly. Mm. It's been a lot of work. But I think we're all in the same boat. Everybody's, like, suffering during grind time. And we, like, salute to each other every time we leave the house. Just, like, a soldier true, to like, another.
Charlie's always like, good luck in school.
Soldiers. But rough. We're literally in the home stretch.
Yeah. So, have, like, so close.
A week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Yeah, we got... What are these guys chatting about? But yeah, we have our last day of classes. Our last day for Tufts students is on Monday. So whoever's listening and is a Tufts student, get ready because our last day of classes is on Monday. Final push.
What a relief. And then, like, there's so many events happening this weekend. And it's, like, it's always the busiest weekend right before finals because there's always, like, events. But it's, like,
I have work.
I can't go switch from school mode back to party mode.
Well, at least you're having dinner with your parents, Charlie, on Saturday, right?
Aww.
Yeah, and then I'm probably going to go to Isaac's house after.
True. Isaac didn't invite us.
On Saturday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Saturday is also everything. ATO formal and the arts house party. I can't go to all of that.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Okay, yeah, what do you mean?
What do you mean? It's called teleportation.
I can't be doing all that.
Party hopper.
We're going to have like 3 costume changes.
I'm having costume. One. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I'm going
just for the formal.
Because for arts house party, it's... dress as your number one Spotify artist.
How
so
do
I'm
you
dressing know? As Cigarettes After Sex. So I will be dressed in all black, wearing a leather jacket, and holding something in my hand that I will not mention on air.
We're going to be matching because I'm wearing all black to the formal.
Heck yeah.
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 How do you dress like Radiohead?
Just put buy a radio and put it on your head.
Yep,
great.
Charlie, who was your number one artist?
King Cruel. It's like...
Oh, yeah,
it's
we
been
didn't
that
talk
for like the
Spotify.
Last like 4
we
years.
We did not talk about Spotify Wrapped. Number one playlist, artist
Mac Miller,
Radiohead, Cigarettes After Sex.
Yeah,
I'm kind of surprised by Radiohead.
Guys, who? What was everybody's number one song?
Crush by Cigarettes After Sex.
Because you sleep.
Because I sleep to them.
Must Have Been a Ghost by Proxima Prada.
Nice. You?
Everything She Wants by Wham.
Oh my God, Charlie, number one song.
Hey World by King Cruel.
Beautiful. We had this conversation where we weren't sure if that was like an accurate way of
it's
measurement
not.
Because a lot of us are like, that can't be our number one song.
It's because Spotify collects information in a very, very weird and interesting way.
It's like, what do they count as listening to a song? Because I know YouTube counts the first 30 seconds as watching a video.
Interesting.
That's how they do ad revenue.
I believe Spotify does it either half the song or 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Whatever comes first.
But a lot of songs aren't 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Half the song or 4 minutes, whatever comes first.
Oh, if the song's like 20 minutes.
Oh, I don't listen to any like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
Well, I'm going to announce the next couple songs that we'll be listening to. Coming up next, we actually have, speaking of, Please Complete Thee by King Cruel. Then we got Nothing Left to Say by Tram. And then Pleasantries with Your Lover by Mustard Service.
The goats.
Charlie, the one and only.
My dad says happy birthday.
Thank you.
Timothy F. Neville.
I like
Jr.
that your family listens.
Shout out to Megan's dad. Thank you for listening.
And my mom. My mom is also listening.
Would never catch my mom listening. It's past Mamir, your bedtime.
It's always
shout
it's
out
always
Megan's
Mamir's
family.
Mom.
Shout out Megan's dogs.
Yes.
Billy and Chowder.
Shout out.
Shout out. Yeah, Mamir.
Shout out
the
Wii with Monkey Ball in Megan's basement.
Yeah. We should play Monkey Ball.
We have to play Monkey Ball. Okay. We'll see you guys at the next talk break.
Okay. Bye.
Please complete me. It must be the answer. Everything just seems to be numbness around. Why aren't you near me? What stars are you under? If only I could hear from you right now. Did your mind ever clear me? Has your faith found a pastor? Still in shapes in the cloud. Did you see me on TV? Have you seen the disasters? We don't have love till this earth is dry. If only I had seen clearly as we lay beneath thunder. Feeling the feeling of pride, the pride that brought me down. When they all stood and cheered me, what made your departure? I still remember you walking off in the cloud. No archer. Icarus still soars above the ground. The moon appears freely, but arose to a structure. Now days and nights have been constantly letting me down. This place doesn't move me. Everything just seems to be numbness around. This place doesn't move me. Everything just constantly letting me down.
Currently have a caller on the line right now.
Do we?
Right now we have a caller on the line. The number is active. Hello, who is this?
Hello, my name is Juniper Moscow.
Hello, Juniper.
Hi.
Hi.
Pleasure to have you over the airwaves today, Juniper.
Thank you. I would like to give a very big birthday shout out to the DJ.
Well, I'm in the DJ chair today, so Charlie is a guest on the show, but yes.
DJ assistant.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Everybody clap for happy birthday. Charlie, there is a question that you wanted to ask Juniper.
Yes. What was your number one song this year? I feel like I should ask.
Le Vent Nous Portera by whoever that is that sings that.
What language is the song in?
It's in French.
Nice. Well, very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Good song.
Is that a Cortex song? Maybe?
No.
That's
no.
A WMFO answer.
True. Maybe we'll play that one on my hour. I'll try to look that song up.
Yeah. Oh, that would be
sweet.
It has an orange
cover with little guys on it.
Really? Nice. Awesome. Good. We'll keep that in mind.
What was your guys' top song?
Charlie's was
Hey World by King Cruel.
Megan's was
Makes Sense.
Must Have Been a Ghost by Proxima Prada.
Uh-huh. Alexia's was
Everything She Wants by Wham.
And mine was Crush by Cigarettes After Sex.
Well.
Yeah, pretty solid.
I knew like 0.2% of those answers.
You like 0.2% or you don't?
No, I knew them.
Oh, you knew? Oh.
Yeah.
Go give them a lesson.
We can make you a little playlist.
Four-song playlist.
Juniper, thank you very much for calling in.
Yes. Enjoy the rest of the year.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
That was very sweet. Shall we continue listening to the rest of the song?
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
Peace.
Thank you.
Hey, Charlie. Wait, what?
Two places at once?
It's Megan and Mia. We're just saying happy birthday because we love you dearly, and you're the best housemate ever.
We love you, Charlie.
Although we are a little bit peeved that you cracked our toilet seat.
The throne is broken.
The better bathroom prevails. Bye. Another birthday mess.
Okay.
Who were those people?
Okay, let me just say, I was not people? In the loop that this was happening, so there isn't one for me, but Charlie, no. Love you. Happy birthday.
Wow, Alexi.
Listen, you worst friend ever.
I know, no, literally.
We had to do one from the best bathroom, the better bathroom.
The best.
Okay.
I will admit, I did crack the toilet seat today.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Explain? I can't believe it.
Pooping too hard. Oh. Like, that's all I can say for myself.
He told me this morning, and I was like, hey, Charlie, what's up?
This morning? It happened earlier in the day? You sent it very late in the afternoon.
No, it happened right when I sent it.
Oh.
Were you still on the toilet when you sent it?
I sent it after I got like off the toilet.
He went like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is so
no,
funny.
But that was an intense conversation with the gods then, on the throne.
No, I was just getting up because like, you know, I was already cracked a little bit. I think I just got up wrong.
It was a little cracked.
It pinched my butt cheek, so like there's totally like a
cracked
red line like there because like there's like a pinch mark. There.
Oh, good lord!
I feel a little violated.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry that happened.
I'm feeling violated. All right, next couple
songs. I'm just
happy
that's not my toilet.
Still the better bathroom.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
All right, next song we got "Strangers" by Kenya Grace. Then we
banger.
Got then we got "Marcel" by Hers, and then
another banger.
And then, you know what? I'm gonna leave it for a surprise. That one after.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
A little.
It's a banger.
Uh-huh. Of course, yep. It's a banger. You're gonna.
What else would it be?
I mean, it can't not be.
Exactly.
So. Is this it?
Do you guys want
Strokes?
A vegetable no. chopper no, from Amazon? It's only $23.
Show me a pic.
I say we talk about this at the next break. See you guys. That was Sophia by Claro, but Alexia, I think it is about that time.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Why, thank you very much. Charlie, you had something to say?
I love Claro. I saw a tweet the other day that said that she was looking very professional in a picture. Someone said that she looked like the prime minister of a Scandinavian country, and I was thinking that she'd be the prime minister of my heart.
We have a caller. That's
caller.
Sweet. We have a caller.
A caller.
We got a holler. We got a caller. Ooh, hello. Who is this caller? Hello. Who? Wait, why is there feedback?
No, it's not.
It's not feedback? Oh, I thought it was feedback. Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Marley and Esperanza and Beck.
They're singing happy birthday. But
thanks, guys.
Oh,
thanks,
you can, guys. You can sing again. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlie.
Birthday to you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Those are my pals. The acapella pals.
Acapella gang.
So they sang a good happy birthday.
It was a great happy birthday.
Should we get some of our clips to guest star on the radio show? Live performance?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to
totally
ask if they could come on the show one time.
Oh, they definitely.
Let's do it.
Because they call in pretty much every time.
I know. So they do. You guys are already listening. Why
definitely, not? Definitely we will set something up.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys for calling very, very much.
Love you guys. Love miss you. Bye.
Miss you. Bye.
That was awesome. But I wanted to ask Charlie what he thought that our theme for today was.
Yes.
It was largely my On Repeat playlist from like a month or two ago. And a lot of songs we listened to on the porch. That could be something.
Is that it? You said the golden word.
Golden word.
Golden word.
Porch.
Porch.
The theme is porch time.
Certified.
So for those who don't know.
We have an awesome porch.
We have an awesome porch and we sit on that porch and listen to a lot of music. And some other stuff.
We're like old dudes watching people pass by.
You know the old guys in the Muppets? That's you guys. in the thing. In the mezzanine.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when the trash truck comes. It was thankfully trash day today.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a big white whale coming down our street.
In the sunlight?
I always think like, ahoy! We got a spear the fish.
I love, like
I'm Ahab or something.
I love the mailman because he's always blasting some heinous music.
This is true. That's
there
awesome.
Was, there was one song he was blasting on the main street by Kamikaze down that way. It was very explicit and it was like equivalent to like Ram Ranch.
I swear to God,
the guy that always stands outside of
18 naked cowboys in the showers of Ram Ranch.
The security guy in front of Bank of America was laughing hysterically. It was really funny.
The security guard who always chills outside Bank of America is so chill.
I say hi to him all the time. Whenever I go to like deposit money, I'm like, hey, what's up?
Well, sorry to cut this short, everybody, but
we are at the end of our show.
And this has been Mia and
Alexia
and
Megan
and
Charlie.
And you are listening to Matter of Fact on 91.5 WMFL Medford Test Free Form Radio. This next song needs no introduction at all. Zero introduction. Charlie, happy birthday. We love you.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
We love you. See you in like 2 minutes.